Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the chapter on khawf, on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find that for any system to work well, you need two types of things in that system. One is those benefits of complying with the system, and one is those harms or those penalties for not complying with that system. And any system of the world, for it to work, for example, look at the laws of our country, that if a person complies, then these are the benefits for compliance. And if a person doesn't comply, for example, just look at one aspect, person doesn't comply with the speed limit, then these are the harms of not complying with the speed limit, person will get a fine. And if a person does not comply with the crime laws, these are the laws that kick in for non-compliance as far as crime is concerned. Person is drinking and driving, these are the penalties or fines for drinking and driving. Or like that, those fines for not submitting one's tax returns, or the fine for a person that is abusive, person is vulgar, or what penalties are in the law for these type of people, whatever it may be. But you have to have, for compliance and for non-compliance, you have to have rules. And generally for non-compliance, you'll find this factor of fear that is involved. If you don't do this, and if you don't comply, this is what the harm is. If you go more than 160 kilometers per hour on the highway, harm is you'll be locked up in jail, straight to jail. If you cheat or you defraud the taxman, it is how many years you can spend in jail. So if a person is not that, these laws are meant to make people frightened, so people get frightened, but at the same time to create a system. So similarly in Islam, in Deen, there is a system in place. One is the reward for a person that does, for example, salat, the reward for a person who does charity, the reward for a person who makes tilawat of Quran, the rewards of a person that fasts. There are so many different rewards. But at the same time, these are for compliance. For non-compliance, if you don't perform your salah, this is what the punishment will be. If you don't respect your parents, this is what the punishment will be. If you don't honor and the rights of the next Muslim, this is what the harm will be. So therefore, for the system to work, you need the benefits and you need the harms. So the chapter we're doing is Babul Khawfi, the chapter on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the big difference between a system of law of the West and the law of Islam is that the person fears Allah ta'ala out of the love for Allah. Fearing Allah ta'ala, I don't want to disobey my Allah. And this Allah ta'ala has done so many things for me. He's taken care of me. He gave me a good family. He's allowed me to be in deen and in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to breathe. He's allowing me to think. He's allowing me to move. Allah ta'ala has given me so many ni'mats. A person starts thinking of the ni'mats. Now he has the fear of Allah ta'ala, but that is born out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something natural. Take it out from the system and you'll find there'll be no system left also. People say, why speak about the fear? Why speak about punishments? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is like that. When he speaks about Jannat also, he speaks about Jahannam. When he speaks about the benefits of doing good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the harms of doing the wrong things. Why? Because you have a perfect balance. If you take it out and you only speak, for example, only speak on the love of Allah ta'ala, don't speak on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? It will be an imbalance. People won't think, or person won't think that there's so much of harm for doing anything wrong. So therefore this chapter is brought, Babul Khawfi, the chapter on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we started doing some ayat of the Quran. So just to complete that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَ. Allah ta'ala warns you of himself. Allah ta'ala, he warns you of himself. Again, not to frighten you, but so that you stay on the correct path, your alignment is right, you don't go to the extreme right, or you don't go to the extreme left, you're fearing that Allah ta'ala, I must not disobey my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. Allah ta'ala is speaking about the day of Qiyamah and describing that day of how the severity of that day, what it will be. Allah ta'ala is saying, on that day, man will flee from his brother, his mother, his father, his wife and his children. Why specifically these people are men? Because a man will flee. But this specifically these people is because generally a person is close-knit with these people in this world. And whenever a person needs assistance, these are the people that he turns to. Even from these close people that he was with in this world, he start fleeing and running away from them. So scared a man will be. I am nafsi, nafsi. Everyone is worried about himself. He's not worried about the next person. So a man won't just hide away or duck away. No, he'll actually flee. He'll run away from who? He He'll run away from his brother, his mother, his father, his wife and his children. Allah Ta'ala says, on that day, every one of them will be preoccupied with a predicament that will make him oblivious of others. Sometimes a person is so busy, his mind is so occupied, that he even forgets about his neighbors, he forgets about those people that are sitting with him in the lounge. How often you find that a person is sitting on his cell phone, he doesn't know who is around him, he doesn't even know what he's eating. He's so busy with the phone, he doesn't know what is happening around him, because he's so oblivious. Sometimes people use the phone while driving, they even forget that they're driving and how many accidents are caused. And this is not just using one cell phone or being occupied, the mind being occupied with something. This is a day of judgment when the severity will be so intense that a man will even forget about his own mother, his brother, his wife. So serious it is. So the Allah Ta'ala is describing that day with just one more ayat. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu attaqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdhi'atin 'amma ardaat wa tad'u kullu dhati hamlin hamlaha wa tarannasa sukara wa ma hum bisukara walakinna 'adhaballahi shadeed. Again, Allah Ta'ala is describing the day of judgment, how serious it will be. Why this is so important is because the person thinks of the day of judgment, an intelligent person, and he'll prepare that I must be such that I don't have to suffer on that day. So serious the day is going to be, so intense it's going to be, I'd rather keep the day in front of me and do those things I'm supposed to do and keep myself away from those sins that I'm not supposed to get involved in. Allah Ta'ala says, O people, fear Allah. اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. You have to say, fear Allah. In other words, create a barrier between you and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةِ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The earthquake of the day, or the final hour, is a tremendous thing. It's not a small thing. شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. It's a very, very serious thing. We get a tremor here, we get so scared and get so worried. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the زَلْزَلَةِ السَّاعَةِ, the earthquake of the final hour, how serious it will be. When you will witness the day, every nursing mother, every breastfeeding mother will forget her suckling infant. Normally a mother is very, very meticulous about the child. The child cries a little bit, the mother is up to breastfeed the child. There's a great attachment between the mother and the breastfeeding child. So Allah Ta'ala is showing that this link is such a strong link. Even that strong link will break on that day. Every nursing mother, every breastfeeding mother will forget her suckling infant. And every pregnant woman will abort. On the final, that final time, Qiyamah will appear, that shaking of the whole dunya will be so serious that even a pregnant woman also will abort the child. So serious it is. You will see in a drunken stupor, you will see people in a drunken stupor, yet they will not be drunk, but the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is severe. People will look, you'll think that they are drunk, like a person is intoxicated, he's going this way, he's going that way, he's not aware of what is happening, it's almost as though he's in a drunken stupor. Allah Ta'ala is saying these people are not drunk. But because of the punishment, or because of the severity of that day, people will not be drunk, but the punishment of Allah is so severe, they'll be so scared, so worried. Recently some doctors were mentioning that in this COVID period, that a lot of people came with mental disorders. Mental disorders, in other words, people were going to depression, people were reacting differently, some people didn't want to speak to anybody, others went into a shell, but it had to do with the person's mental condition. So one specialist was telling me that many, many people, one of the main things we had to treat them for was for the mental condition. Because of the fear, they saw people passing away, they didn't know how to react. So fear gripped them, some people didn't want to even go and visit their own family members, others wanted to hide away. So different people reacted in different ways. So I asked the doctor, but what was the cause of this? So he says, fear. Fear is such a thing, it will make a person react differently. A person act funny. Now when you see upon the day of Qiyamah, it will be so severe. Can you imagine the fear of that day? Allah Ta'ala is saying, you'll see people as though they are drunk. This way, that way, they're acting differently. Their mind is not there. Mentally, you'll think that they are drunk, these people. But it's not the drunk. It's not that they're drunk. Allah Ta'ala is explaining that the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will be so severe that out of fear of that, they will be reacting as though they are drunk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of keeping the day of Qiyamah in mind whenever we are doing our actions. And think to ourselves that how are we going to answer Allah Ta'ala on that day? That will allow us to keep our alignment straight in this day, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.